許さぬ。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 3, A Not So Regular Restaurant Part 2. Naomi Sensei.
Hi.
What did we cover in Part 1?
How to order food.
And what kind of food did they order last week?
変な食べ物です。なんだっけ？モモンガのチーズメンチカツ？
Yeah, they ordered some very strange food.
And he ordered garden salad.
So a garden salad and deep fried flying squirrel with cheese.
そうそうそう。でも、ガーデンサラダ without dressing. ガーデンサラダ、ドレッシングなし。
なし。Without. So what's going to take place in today's lesson?
Apparently, the customer didn't like the food.
So in today's lesson, we're going to work on expressing your feelings towards not being satisfied.
便利ですね。
Very useful. The conversation is between?
Customer and a waiter or a waitress.
The conversation takes place in?
変なレストラン。
And they're using polite Japanese.
はい。
So let's have a listen to today's lesson. Here we go.
お待たせいたしました。ガーデンサラダとモモンガのチーズメンチカツでございます。
どうも。
ごゆっくりどうぞ。
は、まず、なんだこれ。食べられねえよ。サラダは大丈夫かな。げ、ドレッシングかかってる。おい、飽きそう。
すいません。すいません。
はい。
このモモンガチーズメンチ、半生ですよ。それからこのサラダ、ドレッシングがかかってますよね。私はドレッシングなしをお願いしたんだけど。
申し訳ございません。グレープフルーツジュースはいかがでしょうか。
グレープフルーツジュースは、まあ、なかなか。
かしこまりました。申し訳ございません。今すぐ新しいものをお持ちします。
許さぬ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
お待たせいたしました。ガーデンサラダとモモンガのチーズメンチカツでございます。
どうも。
ごゆっくりどうぞ。
まず、なんだこれ。食べられねえよ。サラダは大丈夫かな。げ、ドレッシングかかってる。おえ、吐きそう。すいません。すいません。
はい。
このモモンガチーズメンチ、半生ですよ。それから、このサラダ、ドレッシングがかかっていますよね。私は、ドレッシングなしをお願いしたんだけど。
申し訳ございません。グレープフルーツジュースはいかがでしょうか。
グレープフルーツジュースは、まあ、なかなか。
かしこまりました。申し訳ございません。今すぐ新しいものをお持ちします。
抜け作。
今度は英語が入ります。
お待たせいたしました。ガーデンサラダとモモンガのチーズメンチカツでございます。
Sorry to keep you waiting. Here's your garden salad and momonga minced cutlet with cheese.
どうも。
Thank you.
ごゆっくりどうぞ。
Bon appetit.
はっ。まず、なんだこれ。食べられねえよ。
Yuck. This tastes horrible. What is this? I can't eat it.
サラダは大丈夫かな。
I wonder if the salad is okay.
げ、ドレッシングかかってる。おい、吐きそう。
すいません。
Dang, there's dressing on it. Ick. Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick. Excuse me.
Hi.
Yes?
この momonga cheese menchi, 半生ですよ。
This momonga mince cutlet with cheese is undercooked.
それからこのサラダ、ドレッシングがかかってますよね。私はドレッシングなしをお願いしたんだけど。
And this salad? It has dressing on it. I ordered salad without dressing.
申し訳ございません。グレープフルーツジュースはいかがでしょうか?
Oh, I'm so sorry. How is the grapefruit juice?
グレープフルーツジュースは、まあ、なかなか。
The grapefruit juice is, well, not bad.
かしこまりました。申し訳ございません。今すぐ新しいものをお持ちします。
Okay.I'm really sorry. I'll bring you a new one right away. Idiot.
Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
どう思いましたか? What did you think?
I don't want to go to this restaurant.
Really? Because I want to take you to this restaurant.
どういう意味だろうな? I wonder what it means.
一緒に食事しませんか? Won't you have dinner with me? Or won't you eat with me?この店で。
この店で。I'll think about it.
We talked about complaining.
はい。
So, Naomi-sensei,
はい。
How do you say complain in Japanese?
There are several ways to say that, but 文句を言う。
Sorry, it's just, there's many ways to complain in Japanese.
そうですね。文句を言う。
And literally, complaint to say. To say complaint.
そうですね。or 不満を言う。
不満。Unsatisfaction. So, to say unsatisfaction.
Or, クレームを言う。
Claim.
そう。
To say a claim.
そうそうそう。クレームを言う。そうそうそう。言いますね。
私にとって最後の表現一番難しかったです。So, the last one for me was the most difficult. Because, in English, a claim.
Ah, yeah. The meaning of claim and Japanese クレーム are totally different.
And more than that, in English, claim, we say make a claim. In Japanese, it's to say a claim.
そうですね。
そう、それがちょっと難しかったです。
で、クレームを言うっていうのは、いつも悪いことだけですね。It always has to be negative feedback.
As opposed to 文句。
そうそうそうそう。
They're all kind of negative, no?
そうそうだけど。
But like, claim has...For me too, in Japanese, this has a much stronger nuance to it.
そうですね。
Like a serious formal complaint, while is what the feeling I get from a kureimu, where monku is, you could just be complaining about the food's not that great or something like this. Claim is much heavier.
そうですね。Official claim, official complaint.
Yeah.
みたいな感じですね。で、クレームを言う人をクレーマーとかって言いますね。
あ、そうですか?
うん。The person who complains a lot, like to a company very often, called クレーマー。
I didn't know that. 初耳です。英語で、
本当?、英語では言わないですか? Claimer.
I don't know. It may be like a buzzword that people have in the industry.
なるほど、ね、
But I think it would be a little more like less polite. That guy's such a pain in the neck or some other anatomical part.
でも、Japanese Pod 101はすごくラッキーですね。We don't have any claimers.
そうですね。みんな最高です。Okay, Naomi-sensei. Let's take a look at the vocabulary and phrases that appear in today's lesson. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
ごゆっくりどうぞ。
Enjoy.
ごゆっくりどうぞ。ごゆっくりどうぞ。
Next.
吐く。
To vomit.To spit out.
はく、はく。
Next.
かかる。
To be sprinkled. To be poured. To be added.
か、かる、かかる。
Next.
げ。
Yuck.
ごめんね。
Ick.
げ。
Next.
おえ。
Ew.
おえ。おえ。
Next.
半生
Undercooked.
半生半生
Next.
申し訳ございません。
I'm sorry. Informal speech.
申し訳ござ いません。申し訳ございません。
Next.
お持ちする。
To bring, to carry, in humble Japanese.
お、も、ち、す、る。お持ちする。
Next.
抜け裂く。
Dope, fool, jerk. Okay, let's take a look at the usage of some of the vocabulary words and phrases that appeared in today's lesson. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
Ge and oe.
Yeah, we were laughing during the initial presentation of these words or phrases because it was quite interesting.
So desu ne. I've never seen this kind of expression in a regular textbooks.
Never.
It never appeared.
So they both kind of mean like ew or yuck.
So desu ne. Demo chotto chigai masu ne.
Yeah, let's take a look at the difference. Can you enlighten us, Naomi-sensei? Onegai shimasu.
Ge.
This can mean yuck or also like oh no.
そうですね。げ、宿題忘れた。
Oh no, I forgot my homework. So depending on the context, the meaning can change. So if you're at a restaurant and the food comes out and someone says げ、
そうですね。
It's like oh man, what is this thing? It looks terrible, really not good. And in other contexts, like the sample sentence we just provided, it can mean uh-oh.
Ah, そうそうそうそう、そうですね。
So, for example, Naomi and I are out. It's 9:30. And, you know, we kind of lost track of time. I look at the phone. I see 9:30. ゲ! We were supposed to call Natsuko at 9 o'clock.
それはすごくゲって感じですね。
ゲ!
ゲ! Peter, 電話してください。みたいなね。
Peter, give her a call. Please give her a call. But Naomi-sensei, is there, does one gender use this more than the other? I don't consciously remember using ゲ. I can't, and I don't remember me and my guy friends going out to the bar and like going out to eat and getting some bad food and everyone just going, ゲ.
I think this phrase is often used when people are talking to themselves. Like, ゲ. I think both genders use it.
Now on to the other expression we had.
おえ.
And this kind of also means
sick.
As in, not good.
そうですね. It's more like sick or yuck. So, like, oe, kore mazui.
And kind of associated with the sound of someone throwing up.
So. So desu ne. So, oe.
I can only imagine what it's like to be listening to that now. Okay, so can we have an example?
Oe, kore mazui.
This is disgusting.
So desu ne. Sometimes ge and oe are interchangeable. But both of them are not polite expression. So don't use this expression in front of your boss.
Okay, on we go. Next we have?
かかる.
To be sprinkled, to be splashed, to be put, to be added.
そうですね。かかるが intransitive.
Which means that we don't need a subject or an object. Can we have an example sentence?
ドレッシングがかかっていますね。
There is salad dressing on the salad. So somebody put salad dressing on the salad.
そうですね。And かける. かける is a transitive verb.
So we need the subject and object. So it's Naomi がサラダにドレッシングをかけました。
そうですね。
So Naomi put dressing on the salad.
そうですね。サラダにドレッシングをかける。
So the main difference here is transitive. In the transitive sentence, the subject will be the dressing. And in a transitive sentence, the subject will be a person doing this action.
そうですね。
So the main difference between the transitive and intransitive verbs is the subject. Next we have.
吐きそうだ。
I feel like I'm going to be sick. I think I'm going to be sick.
吐く is to vomit. And soda means be about to.
Yeah, actually, so...And the da is the dictionary form of the copula. So let's just take that out. So, so, S-O.
吐きそう.
Feel like I'm going to be sick.
おえ、吐きそう.
So, Naomi-sensei と会うときに.
え、なに?
とても.
You're saying.
嬉しそうです.
ああ、そういうこと? I thought you were going to say, おえ、吐きそう.
No. いや、全然違いますよ。考えたこと一度もないです。I've never thought of that, Naomi-sensei. It's interesting how the mind plays tricks. Okay, on we go. This is fun.
今日のグラマーポイントです。
So in today's grammar point, we're going to look at some of the phrases we use today. And it's kind of a task-based lesson. A lot of the grammar points we already covered in previous lessons. You can stop by JapanesePod101.com, look at this lesson, and there'll be links to grammar points. And right under the post, there are grammar tags. If you click on these tags, they'll jump to other lessons in which we explained all the grammar in this lesson. But what we want to look at here today is some of the phrases we use to complete tasks, which were complaining, expressing the fact that we didn't like something. So Naomi-sensei, where do we want to start?
すみません。このサラダドレッシングかかっていますよね。私はドレッシングなしをお願いしたんだけど。
So the first part is, excuse me, this salad has dressing on it, right? What we want to look at here is, and which is a really great expression, what we can do here is, I asked for it without something something. Let's take a look at that sentence in particular. One more time, Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
私はドレッシングなしをお願いしたんだけど。
I asked for it without dressing. So first we have in the sentence,
私は
I followed by the topic marking particle は
ドレッシングなし
Dressing without
お
Then we have the object marker. So this is what was asked for. This is what was お願いfor. Turned it into an English verb. This is what was requested.
お願いした
And this is the past tense, the past polite of お願いします。So, お願いします is to request, to ask for. Here we take the お願い doesn't change, but the します, which is usually the polite present, we turn into the past polite. します becomes した. Then we follow it with
だけど.
だけど. Is an emphasizer, and だけど is but. And again, this conjunction,is the polite form or the spoken form of が.
そうですね。
And it's used because the rest of the sentence can be implied.
そうです。
I asked for no dressing, but you gave it to me with dressing.
そうそうそうそうそう。
But I'm not going to say that. I'm going to let you fill in the blanks. So let's just go over it one more time, the whole sentence together.
私はドレッシングなしをお願いしたんだけど。
I, dressing without, asked for.But you gave it to me with the dressing.
そうですね。
So in order to reuse this, all we have to do is swap out the dressing なし.
そうそう。
So 私は something something をお願いしたんだけど stays the same.
そう。例えば私はサンドイッチをお願いしたんだけど。
Excuse me, I asked for a sandwich, but you didn't give it to me.
そう。Or これハンバーガーですよね。
Again, what comes after that けど is obvious, but inferred, well, implied. The listener has to kind of figure it out, but it's something that can be easily figured out. Okay, and one more example.
すみません。これ、バニラアイスですよね?
Excuse me, this is vanilla ice cream, right?
私はバナナアイスを注文したんですけど。
I asked for banana ice cream.
よくありますね。
そうですね。
何?
Oh, Naomi-san, we're sitting together. Ah, 一緒に食べましょう? But I can also say, 別々座りたかったんですけど。
会計の時とかに、これ一緒ですよね。バラバラでお願いしたんですけど。I asked for the separate bill.
That's a really good one. This is the bill for everybody, but I asked for separate bills for everybody. もう一度お願いします。
I don't...
okay, we'll leave it there. Okay, remember to stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, inside the Learning Center, we have a lot of tools to really reinforce what you hear in the lessons. And right now, the one that I'm using the most is definitely the voice recording tool. So I listen to the line by line, I go into the Learning Center, the lesson-specific lesson, I listen to the line by line, then I hit record on the recording tool, and I record my own voice. Then I compare my voice to the native speakers. And this has really helped my pronunciation. Or at least, そうだと思ってますけど. At least I think so. Anyway.
信じることはね、いいことです。
Okay, that is going to do for today. And have a great day.
じゃあまた。
お待たせいたしました。ガーデンサラダとモモンガのチーズメンチカツでございます。
どうも。
ごゆっくりどうぞ。
はっまずなんだこれ、食べられねえよ。サラダは大丈夫かな。げっ、ドレッシングかかってる。おい、吐きそう。
すいません、すいません。
はい。
このモモンガチーズメンチ半生ですよ。それからこのサラダ、ドレッシングがかかってますよね。私はドレッシングなしをお願いしたんだけど。
申し訳ございません。グレープフルーツジュースはいかがでしょうか。
グレープフルーツジュースはまあなかなか。
かしこまりました。申し訳ございません。今すぐ新しいものをお持ちします。
うるさく